All right, welcome back. It's Tell the Band to Go Home. It's Father's Day. We're having all kinds of crazy dad goodness down here, having some fun. Jer, how's it been going out there? You were pretty patient.
Good.
While we were talking to Matt. You're a little goofy today. Showing off a little bit, maybe? I don't know what's going on with this CD of yours, Gary. All right. Harris, how you doing?
Dad.
Is this everything you dreamed it would be coming down here on the radio? Yeah, that's exactly how I felt when I first started. All right, so Gary suggested a true classic here to kick us off, and I think that's a fine choice. Should we hear the version from Dublin Blues or a live version, Gary? What do you think?
I'd go with Dublin Blues.
Okay. I can do this. I'm smart.
Whatever's easy.
It's all easy. All right, yes, here's a classic from old Guy Clark. And Guy had another health scare recently. They're doing a big tribute to him, all kinds of artists coming together to sing his songs and sing his praises. And Guy showed up and collapsed, and they had to take him to the hospital instead. But we hear he's going to be okay for now, and we wish him well. And the party went on in his absence, and I know a lot of people had a great time. And maybe somebody did this song. I don't know. It's a great one, though. Here's Guy Clark. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. The knife was made for darker things, and you could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word. There it slept, and there it stayed for 20-some-odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. Died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. Well, I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea and poured them off the stern. And then threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
You want to grow up to paint houses like me, a trailer in my yard till you're 23. You want to feel old after 42 years, keep dropping the hammer and grinding the gears. Well, I used to go out in a Mustang, a 302 Mach 1 in green. Me and your mama made you in the back, and I sold it to buy her a ring. And I learned not to say much, nothing, so I figure you already know. But in case you don't, or maybe forgot, Southern man tells better jokes. Have fun, stay clear of the needle. Call home on your sister's birthday. Don't tell him you're bigger than Jesus. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. 5 years in a St. Florine foundry. They call it industrial park. Then hospital maintenance and tech school, just to memorize frigid air parts. But I got to missing your mama, and I got to missing you too. And I went back to painting for my old man, and I guess that's what I'll always. The bucket of wealthy man's paint. No color what you wear in an outfit. Don't ever say your car is broke. Don't sing with a fake pretty. don't act like your family's a joke. Have fun and stay clear of the needle. Call home on your sister's birthday. Don't tell her you're bigger than Jesus. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. I miss my old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me, with his corny jokes and his cheap cigars. He could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load full of combat cargo for the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he came home and married Mom. And not long after that, he was my old man. And oh, the fights we had when my brother and I got him mad. He'd get all boiled up and he'd start to shout, and I knew what was coming, so I tuned him out. And now the old man's gone, and I'd give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. I miss the old man tonight. I can almost see his face. He was always trying to watch his weight, and his heart only made it to 58. First time since he died,
Late last night I cried. I wondered when I was gonna do that for my old man.
That's beautiful. That's a classic there, as chosen, as selected by our good friend Gary Honorable. It's good to have you back down here, Gary. It's been a long time.
I think it's been 12 years, Jeff.
Oh, hang on. Hold the phone there. Don't get all excited.
You're still working off of 8 tracks and
that's
two
right.
technology here.
That's right. I'm sorry for whatever I said to chase you away 12 years ago, but I'll try to behave today.
It wasn't you. There were other 4 factors involved, Jeff.
All right. Well, we're past that now. All right. So do you want to run down that set that you put together there? It was a good one. Do you remember?
From, I guess, most recently, we listened to Steve Goodman, My Old Man.
Correct.
And then before that, Jason Isbell, who's coming to the Folk Festival. A story about his dad, or I don't know if it's based on his dad or his grandfather.
Stuff that his dad said to him, yeah.
Yeah. Some pretty cool stuff for a dad.
Definitely.
To tell a kid,
yeah.
Have fun, but stay clear of the needle. That leaves a lot of latitude there.
I like the one about don't talk with a fake British accent because a Southern man tells better jokes. I always like that one. I don't know why.
And we started off with Guy Clark's tribute to his dad, the Randall Knife.
That's a beauty.
Yeah.
All right. How's your Father's Day going so far? Going all right? Did Harris draw you a little? Oh, I saw something on the Facebook, right?
Yeah, he did me a nice little art thing that, for the first time, revealed that he only has 4 toes on one of his feet. It's one of those, like, you know, they get in the school, they get the kid to put their foot in some paint and then onto a sheet of paper, and for whatever reason, one of his toes will show up. Or I think that's the reason.
Yeah. All right. What else we got?
I think you've got queued up. I don't know. I think this band from Australia played at the Spectrum in the late 80s or early 90s.
And do we have to go to Stu Reed to find out?
Actually, they made a great record called Roaring Days, which is kind of like the Australian Fisherman Blues by the Waterboys. So if you don't know it, it's worth checking out.
All right. Let's hear it.
I can't watch you say, but every Saturday it's fun. calls me dad. Yeah, he calls me dad. I haven't always been a single man. Sitting in warm sunshine, I'm holding your tiny hand in mine. God knows it ain't gonna be any time before you're grown. But I wasn't young when you come along. Chances are long before that day comes. My time in this sweet old world will be done. I'll be gone. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. It's everything a grown man can do. Not to break down, cry like a fool when you smile at me. I can only hope I do my best. Whatever time that we got left, when everything's done and said, you will. Remember me on some sunny day, when everything's going your way. Cause on the day you were born, I prayed that's the way it would be. Remember me on a stormy night, when there's no sign of shelter inside. And you soldier on through to the light, cause that's all you. There's no sign of shelter inside, and you soldier on.
it's Loudon Wainwright III. Tell the band to go home. 105 point. No, forget it. That's another station. That's the polka station. Don't listen to that. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMF radio on your dial. Thank you.
The only time I've seen you was about a year ago. I was afraid to hold you, but I wanted you to know. I touched your tiny perfect hand before I went uptown. I didn't pick you up because I'd have to put you down. For reasons that don't make much sense and you won't understand, I've stayed away for your first year. It's sort of what I planned. But I've been in your neighborhood, sometimes just blocks away. I didn't come to visit you because I couldn't stay. There was a baby on a plane. Maybe she was two, and she was smiling at me. I was not sure what to do. I've kept my distance from you. A year's much more than a while. And so I looked away from her, too ashamed to smile. When I saw you last year, I knew that there was no mistake. Amazing things can happen. Why, just look what life can make. But life can get so hard sometimes. Some feelings can't be tamed, and people get so angry, frightened and ashamed. You've been a sort of secret for a year. I've told but few, although I'm sure that where you are, so many must love you. And I've passed by your window, but haven't dared look in. Although I know I love you too, I'm too scared to begin.
All right, take it away, Gary. That's your cue.
That was Loudon Wainwright III, a song called A Year, that I didn't know about until about...
Hey, Harris, yeah? Can you do me a favor? Yeah. Turn off the fan. You're a good man.
About 10 years ago, Loudon Wainwright III played the West End, and he did that song, and I'd never heard it before, and it's really touching. And
yeah.
He was at the merch table afterwards, yeah. And I went up, and I was a little choked up about it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't really get a question out or a statement. He said, just... It's okay. Everything's fine.
He's an interesting guy. Like he's tried to make up for being the worst father ever by writing all these touching songs as if that, you know, eases the pain of having a terrible father for all your life. But I don't think it's worked, judging by some of the songs that some of his kids have written.
Yeah, like we could spend all afternoon playing songs about Loudon, by Loudon and the rest of the family.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one, though.
Before that, we heard Steve Earle, a song he wrote to his most recent son, called Remember Me. And then we started off with Weddings, Parties, Anything, and a song called Father's Day.
A good one. Come on, this is you. I mean, you didn't just think you were coming along for the ride, did you? You gotta drive.
No, I just remembered we're going to start off the next set with a song by Bobby Bear Jr. And his daughter, which is a remake of a song that he did with his dad.
Yeah. I think they had a huge hit. Wasn't it a number one hit or something? He had a number one hit when he was like 6 years old or something like that.
You know your history better than I do.
No, I don't. I just make stuff up better than you do. Here it is. This is going to tell the band to go home.
So surprised, and you stare at the heavens with wide open eyes, and the wind would carry you right to the skies, and the sun would start shining again. Sail and your kite wouldn't fly, and the grass would see your troubles, and she'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. You'd probably cry, and the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes, and like your love for me, the grass would grow so high, and the grass would start growing again.
Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
Well, if you stopped loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you better start loving me again. You better start loving me. Loves you, darling.
My daddy died again.
You better start loving me again. Good night, princess.
Good night, daddy. I love you.
Sky. My daddy rides that ship kicked up his heels there. My daddy works in the iron and the steel. My daddy makes planes so they fly through the sky. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. You're not afraid, well, neither am I. 'Cause my daddy keeps your daddy up there so high. My daddy works at the place where they land. So you tell your mama, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home.
And you can.
need something. When times get hard, you can probably find it. And my dad's yard. And if you need hope, if you're coming apart, you can surely find it. In my dad's heart. See the beauty beneath the dust and the grime. He can see potential where the rest of us are blind. He will polish the gray until it shines clear blue. And if you know my dad, well, he won't give up on you.
Lovely stuff there, sir.
That was Katie Curtis, My Dad's Yard. Before that was Sid Straw, My Daddy Flies a Ship Up in the Sky, which I think is a Woody Guthrie song. Yeah. And starting us off was Bobby Bear Jr. and his daughter,
Isabella.
See, you know the details.
I do.
Daddy What If.
Uh-huh. Classic.
So we're coming to the end here,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah. It flies by, doesn't it?
It has.
Isn't it? Do you feel it coursing through your veins again? Do you want to come back sometime?
I'll be back again.
Is it going to be another 12 years?
I'll be back sooner than that, Jeff.
I hope so. Yeah. I've enjoyed it. Hey, Harris, have you had fun here on the radio as well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ow.
You think you want to host a show someday? We're always looking for good talent, you know. Jared's always looking for somebody to replace me.
Like you could do your own radio show.
Yeah. You'd be a star, a DJ. Well said.
Bye-bye.
Wise words.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're almost out of time here. What do you want to end off on?
Is it last year's festival? It was Sean Rowe was here. It was 2 years ago.
I want to say 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. I was lying in a hospital bed then, but I saw some videos of Sean Rowe, and
he pronounces it Rao, by the way.
Pardon me.
Gail got mad at me for not correcting her, so I thought now I had to. So he pronounces it Rao.
Okay. Sean Rao on his most recent CD has a really lovely song written towards his son.
Cute little video as well. Yeah. Anyways, this will about end it. Sunday Drive's coming up next, and then Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe. You can check out telltheband2gohome.com for the podcasts and such. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still About the Radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., live in the studio, Jess Klein and Mike June. It's going to be great. Hope to see you out at the many great shows going on this weekend. Here's one more from Sean Rao. Thanks again, Gary. Thank you.
not here at all. I cannot recall the game I played when I was young. Without your little face to put me back into place, I played good, but I can't believe that I won. The weight of my stare I cannot repair as I watch you grab for the light. Let your innocence ring for one last refrain before I kiss your face goodnight. Now, old Mr. Crow, tell me what you know, when to steal and when to die. One day my little man won't fit in my hands. Take the slack that I've left behind. I can't say I planned it. I flew forever just to land it. My religious devotion, I can't pretend to understand it. Everybody has a notion, but someday you will know who I am. Oh, my little man. Says hello, are you ready to go? Well, I was ready at 21, but now the truth is too old and I know too much. I can't go yet without my son. My little man, I love you so much, I'm gonna let you sleep tonight. But I want you to know, every time that I go, that it's me at the end of the night. I can't say I planned it, I flew forever just to land it. My religious devotion, I can't pretend to understand it.